Today is Friday the 26th of April, in the fourth week of Eastertide. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing Nos Ortem Gloriari. We should glory in nothing other than the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, life, and resurrection. Through him we are saved and set free. May God have mercy upon us and bless us. May he make his face shine upon us and be merciful to us. As I listen, can I feel God's face shining on me? And open myself to that light, to that loving presence. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
My brothers, you descendants of Abraham's family, and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent. Because the residents of Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize him or understand the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath, they fulfilled those words by condemning him. Even though they found no cause for a sentence of death, they asked Pilate to have him killed. When they had carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And they are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you."
To us, the message of this salvation has been sent. You are a part of this. This message of salvation has been sent to you. How have you received it? and they are now his witnesses to the people. Take a moment to imagine being a member of this group of people to whom Jesus appeared after the resurrection. What is it like? Are there any echoes to your life now? As the passage is read again, listen to this simple, short presentation of the whole gospel. Hear of Jesus' life, sentence, death, and resurrection, as if you are hearing it for the first time.
My brothers, you descendants of Abraham's family, and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent. Because the residents of Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize him or understand the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath, they fulfilled those words by condemning him. Even though they found no cause for a sentence of death, they asked Pilate to have him killed. When they had carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, and they are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising Jesus, as also it is written in the second psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you."
And we bring you the good news that what God promised to our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us. Can you let this good news come fully alive today? Speak with God now about it all. You might like to ask God for anything you need to help you to share this good news. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.